7. Omniscience and predestination. The function of creator will and creature will in the grand universe operates within the limits and in accordance with the possibilities established by the master architects. This foreordination of these maximum limits does not, however, in the least abridge the sovereignty of creature will within these boundaries. Neither does ultimate foreknowledge, full allowance for all finite choice, constitute an abrogation of finite volition. A mature and far-seeing human being might be able to forecast the decision of some younger associate most accurately, but this foreknowledge takes nothing away from the freedom and genuineness of the decision itself. The gods have wisely limited the range of the action of immature will, but it is true will, nonetheless, within these defined limits. Even the supreme correlation of all past, present, and future choice does not invalidate the authenticity of such choosings. It rather indicates the foreordained trend of the cosmos and suggests foreknowledge of those volitional beings who may or may not elect to become contributory parts of the experiential actualization of all reality. Error in finite choosing is time-bound and time-limited. It can exist only in time and within the evolving presence of the Supreme Being. Such mistaken choosing is time possible and indicates, besides the incompleteness of the Supreme, that certain range of choice with which immature creatures must be endowed in order to enjoy universe progression by making free will contact with reality. Sin in time-conditioned space clearly proves the temporal liberty, even license, of the finite will. Sin depicts immaturity dazzled by the freedom of the relatively sovereign will of personality, while failing to perceive the supreme obligations and duties of cosmic citizenship. Iniquity in the finite domains reveals the transient reality of all God unidentified selfhood. Only as a creature becomes God identified does he become truly real in the universes. Finite personality is not self-created, but in the super-universe arena of choice, it does self-determine destiny. The bestowal of life renders material energy systems capable of self-perpetuation, self-propagation, and self-adaptation. The bestowal of personality imparts to living organisms the further prerogatives of self-determination, self-evolution, and self-identification with the fusion spirit of deity. Subpersonal living things indicate mind-activating energy matter, first as physical controllers, and then as adjutant mind spirits. Personality endowment comes from the Father and imparts unique prerogatives of choice to the living system. But if personality has the prerogative of exercising volitional choice of reality identification, and if this is a true and free choice, then must evolving personality also have the possible choice of becoming self-confusing, self-disrupting, and self-destroying. The possibility of cosmic self-destruction cannot be avoided if the evolving personality is to be truly free in the exercise of finite will. Therefore, is there increased safety in narrowing the limits of personality choice throughout the lower levels of existence. Choice becomes increasingly liberated as the universes are ascended. Choice eventually approximates divine freedom when the ascending personality achieves divinity of status, supremacy of consecration to the purposes of the universe, completion of cosmic wisdom attainment, and finality of creature identification with the will and the way of God.